بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we began the discussion on interest, riba, and the kalam, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he mentioned in regards to the hurmat and the forbiddance of interest, taking interest, giving interest, paying interest, witnessing a transaction of interest, and also writing the transaction of interest. All these people are cursed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised the ummah to abstain from 7 destroyers. That these things will destroy a person's life, his health, his wealth. And amongst them was the consumption of interest and usury. So many people say that the entire business system, economic world is based upon banking, interest. But the life of a believer, what we call in the Islamic terms a Muslim, is a person that submits to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a mu'min, a Muslim, submits to the command of Allah, no matter how difficult it may be. This is taqwa. Taqwa, ulama explain that to earn a livelihood with taqwa, and in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions first fujur, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. That Allah ta'ala inspired with the insan the material and the means to disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is fujur. Then وَتَقْوَاهَا. So the material to get taqwa is fujur and sin, not to carry out the sin. The only way ulama explain, mufassirin explain, is when a person will fight the sin. He will overcome the sin. This is the material, this is the hardware, this is the software to get taqwa for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When temptation will be there and he will fight it. Temptation will be there, he will be led into it, or he will be coerced, or he will be forced to go into that direction. So Allah ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. That this will come first on the table. The means to disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the destroyer will come first. But when you will fight it, you will avoid it, and then too you will adopt consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What taqwa had, then taqwa will come in the heart. When taqwa will come, the consciousness of Allah, the fear to break the command of Allah. Taqwa means the fear to break the command of Allah. Why should I break the command of Allah if Allah is so kind to me? And Allah will give me. Allah will give me. From different avenues, Allah Ta'ala will open the avenues. So when taqwa will come, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, when taqwa will come, then you will purify yourself. That the heart will become purified, that only my Allah is the sustainer. The business, the degree, different avenues, these are all called asbab. These are just vessels and containers for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to put the sustenance in there. There's an example given that there was a poor man that's to pass the house of a certain person daily. So on that day when he passed, he found the window open. And in the window there were 2 pies that were just baked, fresh hot pies that were put on the windowsill. That day very hungry, the poor man. So as he passed by, he looked around, no one was looking. So he took hold of one of those pies, he stole it. And he went away, ate it, consumed it. As he passed by a little later that house, so the owner of the house, or the lady of the house, saw him passing. So she said to him, or he said to him, that I know every day you pass here, so today I made 2 pies, one for you, one for us. But somebody stole it. Somebody stole it. If he had little patience, he could have got that pie in a halal way. But he opted for the haram way. The same way ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when to give, how to give, from which avenues to give. Little of patience. Taqwa means have little of patience. As-sabru ala ta'a. You have patience upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will come your way. So those that purified themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them aflaha, success completely. We don't have to go down that avenue of interest and riba. A person has to have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give me in the halal manner. I don't have to take interest from the bank or take a loan from the sharks and then I'm having more problems. Or using a credit card and an interest I've got to pay end of the month. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a halal system. Yes, the pressure will come. And ulama say that the most lethal and the biggest weapon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given for a person to save himself from death, from interest, is dua. At that moment when tempted, they say make fervent dua. That moment when I'm tempted, at that time turn the heart to Allah and make fervent dua to Allah. And say to Allah, Allah, you will give me from halal avenues. Speak to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wazaif are there to be read. Ask ulama ikram what to read in debt, I have a problem, I'm already in interest. What do I do now? And ulama will guide you the way out, how to get out of it, how Allah will sustain. One example we give many a times, the jamaat is going in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we know when jamaats are going, person is traveling overseas. And how the housewife will prepare the pot cost, the food for the road. And how much they don't prepare also. Sometimes the fervor they have, the zeal they have to feed, there's so much of food they pack just for one sati, one brother, possibly you can feed half the plane also. Can't finish the food. That is a muhabbat. So many people will send also. So jamaat was going, one brother had plenty of food by him. Thinking to himself now, how much am I going to feed? I can't finish the amount of food. Now they were in transit, one of the airports in the world. Sitting there, he opens his dastarkhan, opens the food. And ya Allah, I'll feed. I hope more people can join me. One Arab brother was passing, looked at him, looked like he was also in the path of Allah. Remained salam with him. Where are you coming from? Arab brother? He said, we come from a certain country, we're returning home to Algeria, etc. So this brother who had so much of food by him, told him, sit down, join me. Arab brother sat down, and he burst out crying. Brother asked him, what are you crying? What happened? Can't stop crying. Tears of joy. Say, what's the problem? He says, we traveled so many hours from certain country. We're in transit for so many hours. I'm tired on the way home. I haven't eaten for almost 2 days. Why? He says, I don't trust the food in the plane. I haven't eaten. And I made dua to Allah, ya Allah, where will you send the food for me? This brother almost broke into tears. He says, look at Allah's qudrat. Me back home in South Africa, in my hometown, going from supermarket to supermarket, buying the ingredients, my wife preparing the food in my kitchen back home, packing the food for me, carrying it hand luggage on the plane to ensure your rosy, your sustenance reaches you in this transit lounge in this part of the world. How Allah Ta'ala made the entire preparation that the food has to reach you. The food has to reach you. So to have this conviction in Allah, that is why ulama say, before business, before eating, before sleeping, more important than the niyat also, the niyat why I am doing business, the niyat why I am trading, the niyat why I am working, the intention. The simplest things of eating also, what's the intention? Before sleeping, what's the intention? They say more important before that is aqidah and belief. To believe that this food will not fill my belly. He's eating, my friend is eating the same food, I'm eating the same thing. I get satiated and full, and he has a running tummy. The belief before that, that ya Allah, you will sustain. You will give the rosy. With bismillah I open the shop, with bismillah I leave home, bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, salamu alaykum. Entering the home again, wassalamu alaykum. Suratul Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, one time the Durood Sharif, Allah will fill that home with barakat. These are simple a'mal, but aqidah and belief before that, the sleep will not take my tiredness away, Allah will take the tiredness away. Allah doesn't need 6 hours, 7 hours. That man says, yes, prepare yourself. Allah wants in 3 hours, He can give me my strength back. I don't have to now study 18 years, 20 years. Allah can give me before that also. We believe what they told us. We have to believe what Allah Ta'ala tells us. That I will give you, and your rozi, your a'mal, are linked to our a'mal. Our rozi, sustenance, is linked to our a'mal. Very quickly, we find different ahadith. person who did 5 times salah for the men, wajib in the masjid with jama'ah, Allah Ta'ala has promised that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you a sustenance. That too, the salah according to sunnah. Business you do according to the norm. Salah has to be according to the sunnah. Then you'll find the full barakah of it. Person gives charity, sadaqah, Allah has promised I will multiply your wealth. Person gives his zakat, year old, there's a decrease in the wealth. He's giving zakat, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll ensure your wealth. Person spends in the path of Allah, Allah will multiply it. A person goes for Hajj and Umrah, in liberty is poverty. There's so many amal that you spend here, Allah guarantees you. But the niyat is not for that. It's just aside the perks. It's a pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll find the smoke of interest, riba. I won't have to go near it. Little bit sabr of Allah ta'ala will send it and put it on the table. Banda, you please me, I will please you. Allah ta'ala give us that aqidah, conviction and belief, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.